back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Got my friend Jesse filling in for Brian this afternoon. And Jesse, Gableman's high on our supply, and we'll continue to take our callers, letting us know what the craziest thing that they've expensed or attempted to expense for work purposes at 844-967-2789. What's that, Jesse?
I want to know through the rest of the show, you know, if we're talking about something else, still feel free to call in because there's so many opportunities for hilarity here.
Yeah, there's a number of headlines. So we're going to dive into some of those other Wisconsin headlines going on here in our state after a long weekend of news, Jesse. But we'll continue to take those calls. 844-967-2789. And before we dive into those headlines, we do also take texts. And I've got Chuckster down in Racine is texting in asking if the Hatch Act... wouldn't Gableman be violating some levels of the Hatch Act with all of these expenses? And it's an excellent question, Chuckster. Unfortunately, the Hatch Act is a federal law, and it applies to federal executive branch employees from accepting contributions, I believe, or gifts of any sort. And so necessarily not the same law that we're working here in the state of Wisconsin. This, again,
I think the Hatch Act also includes federal employees and people of the federal government not engaging in partisan political activity with federal dollars as well.
Yes, correct. And so Gableman, even though if he spoke at the Chippewa Falls Republican event, I don't know if it was a fundraiser or what nature of that event was, but he spoke there politically. He was there, I believe. That is when he indicated that his support would be behind the former lieutenant governor in that gubernatorial primary that's going on here for the Republicans in Wisconsin. And so he was there for political purposes. It wasn't investigating the 2020
partisan
election. Partisan political.
You know, that's a topic for another day, but I think we need to delineate between political and partisan. But let's move on.
Yeah, but speaking of, you know, one of those bipartisan things that you wouldn't necessarily see, this kind of caught my eye at the end of Friday, Jesse. And now I see that you luckily didn't have to think about this story over the weekend, but I saw it on Friday. And so we're updating people now because it was the end of the day Friday. But apparently... the two senators from Wisconsin, Jesse, most diverging senators when it comes to votes, usually. We are one of the most polarized states when it comes to our elected officials in the U.S. Senate because they are so diametrically opposed in most cases. But apparently they're coming together on a proposal with the Republican senators from Wyoming that would federally delist the gray wolf off of the endangered species list, Jesse.
One word. Disgusting. Tammy Baldwin, this is disgusting. What are you doing?
I don't know what she's doing. Her statement bases it in science. She says that the gray wolf population here in continental United States has rebounded, and she argues that it should be left up to the states, Jesse. And I think that could be a reasonable stance to take if it wasn't for the fact that we don't have a very good management here at the state level for something.
We don't have good management at the state level for anything. If you'll remember, Scott Walker tried to bring in a hunting czar, whatever that is. Maybe he was really trying to like get in points with Putin way early, but this was 2011. They got rid of the Earn-a-Buck program. And for listeners who are not aware, the idea is that you had to shoot a doe before you could shoot a buck. Because everyone wants to shoot a buck. Everyone wants the antlers. But it's good for herd management purposes to control the deer population to shoot a doe first, right? So this was smart management. And I got to say, the Democratic Party and the progressive and liberal movement have writ large seeded all of deer hunting culture in Wisconsin unnecessarily. And that's our own fault, right? I'm not saying everyone listening should go pick up a rifle this fall and go shoot deer if that was never their thing before, but at least be aware of it because this is something that's important to understanding our local politics.
Yeah, and deer hunting is very one in one with Wisconsin culture because it's very difficult to go anywhere in this state and any of the supper clubs and any aspect where you don't interact with somebody that is or knows an avid deer hunter. And so the fact that, like you said, if a party is seceding that entire frame of mind and that kind of lifestyle aspect here in Wisconsin to the other party, it is detrimental.
Even if you don't care about hunting, or if you're have a position on gun safety, which it is dictates that you're not okay with even sport hunting, this is important for Democrats to get ahead of while we can, as a public health issue, because chronic wasting disease is real. It's just as real as COVID. It is potentially communicable between both animals and people, and humans and humans. And I mean, it's a brain disease.
Well, and it spreads in deer herd as well.
Right.
So
due to overpopulation, yes. And it's something that we need to, because, and it links back to wolves, because when you get rid of natural predators, which are required to keep an ecosystem healthy, then all of a sudden we have to step up as predators of last resort to bring the deer population down to a healthy level. Otherwise, overpopulation is going to make CWD spread until it can very easily jump over into humans. It's a real problem, and it's everywhere in the country now.
Yeah, and so I would argue, fine, if you want to delist the gray wolf off of a federally protected endangered species list and leave it up to responsible state management, I could get behind that proposal. But we do not have responsible state management systems for deer, like you said, or gray wolves, because Jesse, last year when the courts forced a wolf hunt to happen here in the state of Wisconsin, because Wisconsin is the only state that mandates it in state law for a wolf hunt to take place if it is not federally listed as protected. And so we went through a wolf hunt, and it was kind of haphazardly thrown together. It happened late into February, which was the breeding season for gray wolves. And hunters from around the country came here, and they oversold the permits and blew past the quote-unquote quotas in 3 days for a week-long wolf hunt. And they exceeded it by like 183%. So it was not a sustainable wolf management state program. And so I believe Senator Baldwin, when she says she's doing it because the science is there, I believe her when she says that, Jesse.
Well, I've heard her and her office say things before that they were backed, you know, they were backing policy. This is regarding putting the F-35s in Madison, that they were backing their policy by quantitative evidence. And that number that they were giving out for the economic benefit, it was just BS, right? And she refused to meet with any members of the public, either public or privately. So, I mean, she's been dead to me for a while since that. So none of this is surprising to me. But if I could, just for a quick moment, let me just talk directly to Senator Tammy Baldwin. I mean, technically,
I don't know if she's listening, man, but she might be.
She is.
She
might be. This is the radio show that everyone's listening to.
You can download the Devil Radio app and listen to Dueling Tangents in Washington, D.C. So that is possible. The senator may be listening.
So listen, Tammy, can I call you Tams? I'm going to anyway. Tams, what are you doing? The F-35s, now the wolves, you're not up for re-election for two more years. The people that you're trying to reach out to and gain their votes, they are not going to remember that you tried to do them a solid. They won't. And here's the other part. They wouldn't vote for you anyway. Look, they're not that into you. You're going to be just like a jilted prom date sitting at home thinking he's going to show up to pick you up, or she or anyone, and they're not coming for you because the wolf hunters are the fringe of the fringe of the hunting culture in America, right? They're the worst of the worst. Right now, they're up in the Northwoods harassing private property owners who live on their own land with guns, and local sheriffs are even like, oh, I can't do anything about it. They're not that into you. What are you doing? What are you gaining out of this? So, Tams, please, wake up. Whoever's bad advice you're taking, stop it. And leave the wolves alone. We need them.
And like I told you when last time I had you fill in and you tried to make a direct appeal to Aaron Rodgers, I don't think they're listening.
Of course they are. You sell yourself short, man.
Fair enough. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I got my friend Jesse filling in for Brian this afternoon. And we're talking about some wolf updates here in the state of Wisconsin. Surprising update out of Senator Baldwin and Johnson's offices, as well as taking your calls when it comes to the craziest things that you've expensed before, because we got Michael Gableman high on the taxpayer's supply. And so we go back to the phone lines, Jesse. We got Susan from her car calling in.
Susan,
what's the wildest thing you've attempted to expense before?
Well, actually, I called Tammy's office and I said, WTF are you doing? She apparently has not read Aldo Leopold's works at all, because if she had, she would understand the benefit, the cost benefit of the wolf population in Wisconsin and how he used to hunt wolves, and also realized that he was killing something that was a great benefit to not only humans, but to the rest of the environmental world that we live in. And I am very upset with her. I'm actually on the fringe of never voting for her again, because I feel she's done this twice about the wolves. And I think she needs to really stop it. I'm really angry with her.
Susan, thank you for that. And I would add, too.
And I have her.
Oh, go ahead.
I have her phone number.
Please.
Blow up her phone, 608-224, just a minute, 5653.
Appreciate that, Susan. And I'll add this, too.
Everybody call her.
Is that one thing that people who are in favor of a wolf hunt go back to time and time again, is that there's this massive economic cost from wolves hunting cattle, right? And there are peer-reviewed studies out there that show that which, by the way, we can make a program that compensates people for wolf-hunted cattle. That's very easy. We split the atom, we go to the moon. That's something we can wrap our heads around.
Well,
right?
I'm pretty sure there's already programs for if you lose a dog to wolf-hunting, that
right.
Your dog can already be compensated. Or like you get compensated for the cost of your dog.
And what I'm saying is there's peer-reviewed studies out there that show that the economic impact from predated cattle is many times less than if you have a healthy wolf population, how it reduces deer-to-car accidents. And I know most of the people out there listening know somebody or have themselves hit a deer with their car, and it was scary, and they either almost died, or had a massive calamity.
Or wrecked their vehicle. Yeah,
they
incurred a massive cost because they wrecked their car.
Right.
And we appreciate your call, Susan. By all means, if you oppose the senator's view on this topic, you should absolutely give her a call. Give Ron Johnson a call. Let their offices know, because, like I said, this was when this headline dropped on Friday evening. It was kind of one of those Friday news drops. And normally, I would say when Tammy Baldwin and Ron Johnson are on the same page together, it's usually, I believe, a good thing for Wisconsin. I don't know. I don't believe this is a good thing for Wisconsin. I think the fact that if left to their own devices, the state management of the gray wolf population will be continued to be mishandled.
The state management of our deer herd is mismanaged.
We
used to have something called earn a buck, where in order to shoot a buck, which is a lot of the sport hunters want, they've got to shoot a doe first.
Mm-hmm.
That ended with Walker in 2011.
Yeah.
That was very effective quantitatively at controlling the deer herd population in a responsible way. And I think it's something that Democrats should run on in platform to say, look, we're going to involve ourselves in deer hunting culture and responsible herd management, because it's so ingrained in human in Wisconsin identity.
Yeah, it's a huge aspect of Wisconsin identity.
Sure.
And one of the reasons why I don't believe that if this federal proposal was to go through, that Wisconsin would have a successful state management, is because we've got politicians playing politics on the scientific boards that regulate the things like the DNR and how the DNR will go about doing this wolf hunt. And so, Jesse, we're coming up here on a break, but we're going to dive into that next headline, as well as taking your calls. We got one more segment left in the day. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Got my friend Jesse filling in for Brian. You can join the show, 844-967-2789. But Jesse, this week we might finally get an update about the Fred Pren saga here in the state of Wisconsin. So we're going to dive into that and take your calls and texts, 844-967-2789. Like I said, one more segment of the day. We'll be right back.